Welcome everyone to the 18th of April 2023 meeting, Meander Valley Council. Evacuation details and information are located on the wall near the entrance of chambers. In an emergency, alarm or sound, wardens will assist with all evacuations from the building. If directed, please evacuate in a calm and orderly manner via the reception area. Go directly to the evacuation point in the car park beside the town hall. Declare the meeting open at 3 p.m. I'll turn my page. There are no apologies. Thank you. Acknowledgement of country. I begin today by acknowledging the Palitora and Panahia past peoples, the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which we gather today. And I pay my respects to elders past and present. I extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples here today. Thank you. Somebody like to move that the minutes of the last ordinary meeting held on the 14th of March be approved, please. Councillor Dudman, thank you. I second for that. Councillor House, thank you. Councillor Dudman, any discussion? Councillor House, a second. Any? Open up with Councillor Sinfield.
It was raised with me and I haven't had a chance to check that, but Councillor Cameron was chair. So I think it says that the meeting was opened by Councillor Cameron and closed by you. Was that?
That's correct.
I actually can't remember.
That's correct. Was the mayor here for the
opening? No.
Close?
Yes.
No.
Councillor Cameron chaired the whole.
I did, yeah.
Oh, me. So anyway, I'm just very minor.
All right, good pick.
Make the amendment, thanks, Councillor. I can't.
It must have been in my head.
Where was it? Wasn't it?
No.
Okay. Right, so that's thanks, Councillor, for that one. Any other amendments or anything on the minutes of last meeting? If not, all those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. That was unanimous, Jeff.
Even though I weren't here.
Even though you weren't here. Well, you didn't vote, did you? Sorry. You abstained.
Oh, I think it's just where I've got a sign.
Declarations of interest.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Two declarations of interest, one from the Mayor himself in relation to community grants and sponsorship. His wife has wrote the application for the pickleball
LGAT.
And also the Legat GMC nominations agenda item. Deputy Mayor Cameron has also indicated or declared an interest as a member of Chudley Memorial Hall Committee for the governance item relating to Policy 23. My view of that is because of the nature of the policy that there's no requirement to remove yourself from the meeting.
Thank you, GM. Any other declarations of interest that haven't come forward, councillors? No. So moving on then to councillor workshop reports. It's listed in the agenda. Councillor Dorner.
I've attended the St Patrick's Festival and the Deloraine Football Club Gala Day.
That's all right, councillor. We're not quite to that one yet.
Oh,
that's so
we'll move to that one next.
Sorry.
Which is the mayor and the council report. So yes, you've attended those two things. Thank you. There's a fair list of what councillors have attended. There is also some councillors that have missed. Councillor Cameron, you were with you.
Yeah, and again, it's probably my error for not raising them. I can read them out. Jeff, would you let me just email them?
I'll update them in a minute.
Thank you. I did want to just make note of the Deloraine Football Club's epic win at the I thought Aurora Stadium. What stadiums are called?
Utah Stadium.
Epic win. Well done, guys. That was a great. I went along to watch. I was very impressed. So well done.
For the silent people, it's actually your car.
Oh, righto. Sorry.
Councillor Dudman.
Just a couple of things. Just to confirm that since I was a bit late, but I've put in the updated events that I attended, which should all be on the, yes, Jeff, good, thank you. And I just wanted to make a quick acknowledgement too. to take a moment to acknowledge the reopening of the Intelli estate in Hadsman. Yeah. Intelli recently had to close and cancel their flower show due to an administrative error that could not be rectified in time with the state government. However, last Saturday they reopened and are staying open for the community and our wonderful friends from other municipalities and tourists to attend and enjoy. So I encourage everyone to get out to Intelli and enjoy this wonderful historic site and asset of our community. And I also just wanted to take a quick moment to formally congratulate the Westbury and District's Historical Society on their successful trivia night on the 31st of March. I was pleased to be able to support the event by acting as the MC and quizmaster, and I want to congratulate Amanda, Jeanette and Chantelle, who works here for Council, for their commitment to the event and the Historical Society. The event was well attended at the Westbury RSL, and I thank the community and the RSL for their support of this event. And the Trivia Night raised funds for the Historical Society to host events and help our community celebrate Westbury's bicentenary later this year, which is something I'm greatly looking forward to.
Thanks, Councillor. They're lining up, Councillor Temple.
Yeah, I should have put in that I attended the St Patrick's Day Festival on a traction engine.
Sorry, then.
Good. I was going to say that'd be slow.
Courtesy of Steamworld.
Councillor Sinfield.
Yeah, on the 4th I was at the Carrick Hall Committee meeting, and on the 5th the Blackstone Heights Community meeting as well.
Councillor House.
Again, I'd just like to refer to on the 25th of March there's the Italian 23, the first of those events to celebrate the Australian Italian community at the Italian Club. It was a terrific day, and it's a bit to me like the Deloraine Craft Fair, maybe. It's one of those ones that'll just get bigger and bigger, I think, over time. So hopefully we'll all get behind it next year. And maybe, if anything, it was maybe a little under-publicised. I think next year as a community we can do more to really promote that.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Loder.
Am I allowed to acknowledge your business? Is that all right?
You've got the floor.
I've got the floor. I would like to congratulate Rupert's Wood Farm Crop Maze.
Oh, yeah.
What an amazing experience. The day that Paul and I attended, it was like chock-a-block, families from everywhere, beautiful Great Western Tears as the backdrop, and just a really interesting way to get people onto farms, pick some beans at the end. I didn't get lost because I followed my husband. But, yes, real kudos to them for a very unique visitor experience in the Meander Valley.
Thanks, Councillor. And I was lucky enough to actually open that particular event. And I got to say, it's very interesting to watch town people try and dig potatoes when they don't know what they're doing.
I
got a bit of a laugh out of that, actually. But anyway, I shouldn't. And also I'd like to acknowledge the Deloraine Folk Museum and the visitor centre with their Pass the Post horse racing exhibition. But those of us that are out there that haven't gone and had a look, make it worthwhile to go and have a look. It is actually really good. So free to Meander Valley residents,
yeah.
That's right. So make the effort to go and see. Thanks, councillors. Anything else? Right. We'll move on. Thank you. Petitions, Neil?
Neil is the man.
Community representations?
Neil is the man.
So, moving on to public question time. So we've had some questions. This month's public questions with notice. There's a couple there, and then there are two others without notice. Councillor Sinfield.
Yes.
With your microphone, please, Councillor.
With your indulgence, I'd like to make a comment on, put again to question one from Emma Hamilton of Westbury, wherein it talks about an inappropriate grant in relation to the Bracknell Hall. I don't particularly want to talk about those words, but I'd like to talk about the appropriateness of replacing the Bracknell Hall, which is what we're currently doing. And to touch off on the subject, because there's a follow-up question there about relationships between our general manager and Mr Mark Shelton, MP, current Speaker of the House and State Parliament. I wasn't a member of the working group for the Bracknell Hall, but I have attended most of their meetings over the years. We did have three councillors on that committee, two had left, Bower and Councillor Knott. And as I say, I just used to turn up to see what was going on and have some input if appropriate. And the point of that is to say that
that Mr. Mark Shelton was never in attendance in any of that working group involvement at all. I just wanted to make that clear. And as far as the Bracknell Hall itself goes, they've had a hall for many, many years. It finally got condemned due to structural reasons. It had a significant lean in the building, and I mean significant, and it had major floor issues, which at great expense you might have fixed, probably stopping it from leaning by putting some bracing out in the car park area, but the cost of doing that was impractical, so it was decided by council to replace the building. And I think what we'll end up with is better than what was there before. So it's both replacement and increased amenity. And it's a building that services not only the town of Bracknell but surrounding areas. So you've got hundreds of people living in the town itself, and you've got quite a catchment area around it. And so for me, to get funding from the state and federal government to assist in doing that is a significant plus. It's a significant cost to council to be able to replace that building. The building itself has been used by many groups in the community. It is their public, indoor public space. Yes, there's a football club rooms around the back, but they're not suitable for general use, including children. The only other building there was the Boys and Girls Club, which was a tin shed that did attract some funding a few years ago to get it lined. But by replacing this building, we're giving back the community that which they had before, and I believe we're very deserving of having. One example of its use is that the local primary school use it for their end-of-year functions, etc., and related activities. When the building got condemned, at least one of the years they've had to go across to Cressy outside the municipality to utilise their facilities. So we're basically giving them back the heart of their town, and I believe very worthy to do so. It is also envisaged when this is completed that there will be an Anzac Memorial. The hall, the current or the previous hall, has status as a war memorial hall, and that will continue with the new building, and there will be the ability to conduct, for example, Anzac Day services going forward, which they haven't done in Bracknell, from what I understand, for about 20 years. So I believe it's... if the implication was there that they shouldn't have a hall, then I strongly disagree with that. And we need to support that area of the municipality along with the others in terms of access to a full range of services, and I think this will do it admirably.
Thanks, Councillor. thank you. So... there was also two questions from Annette Camino, also submitted after the deadline, which is 7 days prior to the council meeting, which was subsequently taken as questions without notice. These questions relate to RV waste dump point at Westbury. General Manager, in response.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I understand the Director of Infrastructure Services has spoken to Ms. Camino separately to these responses, but as a matter of record, in terms of the first question, is there any progress to report on the Westbury Dump Point project? Council officers have included a project for a Westbury RV dump point in the Draft 23-24 Capital Works Program for consideration by Council is at an upcoming workshop in early May. Budget approval for projects within the Capital Works Program is expected to occur at Council's ordinary meeting scheduled for 13th of June 2023. Second question. Is a dump point likely to be installed at Westbury prior to the next tourist season? If not, what is the estimated time frame of completion? The answer is subject to council approval of the project. The timing and location for the installation of the dump point will be determined following commencement of the project in the new financial year.
Thank you, General Manager. Right, moving on. questions without notice from the public? Is there any questions without notice? Thank you. John Harmy will. So we'll have 3 minutes at the 2 minutes, 30 second mark. I'll give a ding on the bell. Just to remind you, you've got 30 seconds left. I'll ask you to state your name when you come forward. So thank you.
Yeah, go on. My name's Carol Firth. Statewide Contracting at 3949 Meander Valley Road in Exton operate a contracting business, and on the 1st of April they delivered a site office and a truck to 99 Deviation Road, which is the road I live on, which is directly opposite me, and then on the 2nd of April they delivered another site office. Now there is an excavator on the side of the road and two vehicles this morning were parked in the area. We have advised council of this and opposed him conducting any part of his business to be operated there, but we would like to draw your attention to this as to how can council allow him to not only operate an unsightly mess in Exton, which also extends on to the pavement, but to now extend it to the road. So I would welcome anyone's response.
Thanks, Carl. Jim?
I'll take it on notice, Mr. Mayor. We have to have a look at the physical location. I'm not aware of the detail, but we'll undertake to have a look at it for sure.
Okay. Thanks, Carl. Thank you. Any other questions from the gallery? Take that as a no. Well, thank you. Carol, can you email that question through, or if you have it written out, can you pass it on? So, thank you. Open for councillor question time. So this month's councillor questions with notice. With notice, councillors. Now, councillors' questions without notice. Councillor Sinfield, are you beat you? Councillor Temple.
We were sent a document over the weekend or yesterday about the culling of deer on the Highlands. This has been a question raised by Councillor King and others over the years. Could you give us a bit of an update for the record on that subject? I've had other people contact me in the last few days about that because it will close part of our municipality to public access, for example, the walls of Jerusalem, for a extended period of time.
Yep. I'll just talk briefly, Jim, and you can follow up. I had a phone call from Rob Buck from Parks and Wildlife just after Easter, saying that he was going to send some correspondence through regarding the aerial culling of deer on the Central Highlands. The maps that we were given shows from basically the western side of the Great Lake through and into the walls of Jerusalem and along the front of the Great Western Tiers. They are going to do aerial shooting with helicopter and also thermal scope shooting. So therefore they are closing the walking tracks for that 6 week period, correct me if I'm wrong, to make sure that there's no impact to bushwalkers or any other people that are up there. I did ask them how successful he thought the program would be, and they thought they would be very successful in reducing the number of deer in that area. I guess they've chosen that time from what the paperwork says because of the reasons to do with the deer and how they're coming out of the rut and the movement of the deer, and also the time frame and the conditions, I suppose, as we head into winter. Yes, it will prove for some of our bushwalking friends that they can't go up on top of the mountain for that period of time, but then we don't really want, in my view, a feral introduced species to roam unchecked. So I haven't got any more to add. Jim, anything to add on that one?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, not really. The advice is the advice, and if councillors have any particular issues that they want me to follow up with the department, I'm more than happy to do that and just send them through via email. We can share those.
I should add, I suppose, that Rob Buck actually said if there's any issues to ring up him directly, go straight to him. He's running the project, but he doesn't envisage any major problems at this stage. So.
Supplementary, if I may. You mentioned about not being able to walk up the walking tracks, but the map that I saw doesn't come right to the front of the Tiers. It's the central plateau absent of the Tiers would be how I'd describe the map, but it certainly includes the walls of Jerusalem on the western side. You can still go up to Lake Mackenzie, I believe. So perhaps if we could maybe on our website or either refer them to National Parks or just get some clarification on whether, you know, the tracks on the Meander track and Higgs's track and those things are still accessible up, you know, to a certain distance. Or...
Yeah, I'll follow up, Councillor.
Yeah, happy to do that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions, councillors? Councillor Temple?
No, just Mr. Mayor, just my usual question regarding any developments or other with the proposed prison?
I've had no correspondence with any government department on the prison.
Same, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Sorry, Councillor Brooks.
If I may make a comment on that, there are a couple more reports have been produced and are now available on the internet to do with heritage and traffic impact assessment.
Right. Okay, any other questions, Councillor? Take that as a no. Okay. Thank you, Councillors. We are moving on. We do not have any planning applications in front of us for today, so it's an unusual one. Moving on to Councillor Notice of Motion, which is demonstration of support for the LGBTIQA+ people of the Meander Valley. Do we have a mover for that? Councillor Loader. Oh, hang on, I'm turning the page, Councillor Loader. Hang on, there you go. Yes, Councillor Loader.
With an amendment to strengthen the motion as per written up on the board, do you want me to read it?
Well, yes, please, the amendment.
The whole motion or just the
Well, we can see the whole motion, just the amendment that you've...
Okay, so with point four... commits as part of the renewal of the community strategic plan to consulting with the community to develop a community agenda and actions that deliver positive social equity outcomes for all groups.
Thanks, Councillor. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Dudman. Thank you. Councillor Loader has the mover of the motion.
Thank you. It is an honour to present this motion to Council today. For generations, lifetimes, years, some members of our community have hidden their true selves in order to fit in and avoid... I mean, I've not got it on.
Yeah, it's on. Oh,
sorry.
It is on.
I'm going to start again. It is an honour to present this motion to Council today. For generations, lifetimes, years, some members of our community have hidden their true selves in order to fit in and avoid ridicule and harm. This motion is all about showing support for and inclusion of the LGBTQIA+ community, all through the simple act of raising the rainbow flag. This motion sends a loud and clear message to everyone that we do not tolerate discrimination of the LGBTQIA+ community. It sends a loud and clear message directly to the LGBTQIA+ community that we as a council and a community accept and want you in the Meander Valley. Why choose 17 May as the day to fly the flag? International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Intersexism and Transphobia, or Ida Hobbit's Day, is a day where the rainbow flag is flown widely around the world. It marks the day back in 1990 when the World Health Organization declassified homosexuality as a mental health issue. By the time homosexuality was decriminalized in 1997, most of us around this table were well and truly into adulthood. There are people in our community who have experienced discrimination at its worst. Some have chosen to leave, never to return. Discrimination does not only affect individuals, but it affects families, friends and communities. The Meander Valley has lost people because of this disgrace. Raising the rainbow flag says to them that we are sorry and that we do not tolerate discrimination towards you in any manner, be it physical, verbal or through exclusion. I would like to note that in 2017, a former councillor brought a similar motion to the Meander Valley Council in support of same-sex marriage. This motion was lost. I truly hope that today we have grown in understanding and inclusion and that my fellow councillors will listen with their hearts and minds and to choose to show some leadership and support this motion.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Dubman is the seconder.
Thank you, Mayor. I thank Councillor Loader for bringing this motion to the Chamber, and I also thank the members of the community for joining us here today in support of this motion. I'm proud to second this motion, but I will be honest, this subject is pretty raw and personal for me. I've been in politics for a while now. I campaigned during the marriage equality and faced some disgusting debate during that time. I've sat in forums alongside people who refer to me as sick and needing to be hospitalised because of my sexuality. That never really affected me much, but now that I'm sitting in my hometown, sitting in this chamber as an elected representative of my community, I'm more aware of the emotion that this stirs in me, and I know in so many others in the community also. The motion at hand is to fly the rainbow flag above the council chambers for one day to mark the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Transphobia and Intersexism. This is something I support unequivocally. I've called the Meander Valley home for most of my 25 years on this planet. It is the best place in the world, in my humble opinion, but it hasn't always been easy for me living here. I grew up in a fairly social conservative setting. My family were traditional country people. I went to a conservative Catholic high school. Tolerance, equality and inclusion wasn't really something that was taught or encouraged as I was growing up. When I came to terms with my sexuality at the age of 14, I felt I had two options for my life ahead. I could end it, or I could move far, far away from the Meander Valley and never come back. That is a heavy thing for a child to be contemplating, especially doing it alone. Throughout my childhood, I felt isolated, unable to accept myself and unable to be myself. At the time, I felt that those two options were my only options because I didn't feel seen and I certainly didn't see people like me around. We all know of family members, cousins and community members who have moved to a big city on the mainland for career opportunities or a plethora of other alleged reasons, when in actual fact they moved because they didn't feel included or welcomed in the Tasmanian community. Throughout my life, I have often been reminded of a young gay man in the Meander Valley who, in his suicide note, wrote of how he couldn't bear to move away from his family and his home in the valley, but he also felt he couldn't exist here either. He said, "I cannot leave here, but I also cannot stay." He passed away many years ago, but I know he is not the only person who has felt this way before, not just in the Meander Valley, but across many towns in Tasmania and regional Australia. I moved to Hobart at the age of 19 to study law, but wanted to return to the valley after I graduated. I made that call in 2021, but I returned home nervous as to whether I'd be accepted into the community or whether I'd face more of the same from my childhood. Fortunately, times have changed, and our community is more accepting and inclusive than I think we sometimes appreciate or consider it to be. My election to this place is certainly a testament to that. I knew I'd made the right decision to move home and everything would be okay when an older man came up to me as I was working on the renovations in my shop. He told me that he had done some research on me and what I'd been campaigning on. He then told me he was disappointed in how backwards the world could be on equality issues sometimes. He said to me, "It's like some people want to stay living in the 1950s, but I don't." It was in that moment that I knew that this special place in Tasmania was more welcoming and inclusive than I could ever have hoped. My home, the Meander Valley, is a place of love, respect and inclusion. For many on this council, this motion may seem unnecessary, irrelevant or just inconsequential. But I can assure you now, had a young Ben seen or heard about the flag flying above council for just one day, it would have given me more support and hope for my future in this place, in the Meander Valley, than I can ever put into words. I know that there are members of our community right now who would feel the same sense of hope and acceptance if they saw the flag up on the 17th of May. This motion and the action which will follow, should it pass, also sends a strong message to the staff in our organisation, some of whom identify as LGBTQIA+. It tells them that they work in an inclusive and respectful workplace, one that supports them to be who they are, and it shows them that those of us who have been elected to this place to show leadership are doing just that and standing proudly and firmly with them. Representation is important, Support from community leaders is important. It is important that we promote to the public that we stand for inclusion and diversity, and it is important that we show staff that they work in a supportive and inclusive building too. The motion is to fly the flag for one day to commemorate a day of significance for the LGBTQIA+ community. There are some conservative elements of the community that wouldn't support this. That is taken as read. I'm a Christian. I'm a proud member of the Uniting Church of Australia. When I attended Mardi Gras in Sydney for the first time in 2018, I attended a service held by the Leichhardt United Church. There, they not only celebrated the diversity of the congregation, they also marched proudly in the parade. The Uniting Church was also the first in Australia to allow their ministers to marry same-sex couples within the church. I could debate lines in the Bible and the promotion of inclusion within the Christian faith, but really I don't deem it necessary or relevant in this modern context. You can be religious and show tolerance and acceptance. This motion is not an affront to Christians, and it should not be considered as such. It is not about stirring up a culture debate. It's about standing for our community and showing the love that we should show as community leaders. In terms of community consultation on this matter, everyone knows I promote it at every opportunity. But there are also times where we just need to show leadership on a subject. I believe that this motion is one of those times. I've spoken recently with my friend on the Central Coast Council, Councillor Amanda Diprose, about what their council has done in this space. They fly the rainbow flag for a week before the community out in the park event, and they also light the Ulverston Bridge up in rainbow colours for the same amount of time. How did they manage this? They moved a motion and got to work, just like we are today. This motion is about showing leadership in our community. It tells LGBTQIA+ people in the community they are loved and respected in the community. It sends a proud message that the Meander Valley stands for inclusion, both within our community and within council as an organisation and employer of over 90 people. This motion is about showing leadership and standing with our community. The rainbow flag represents inclusion and respect. It is a flag that anyone can proudly stand over, under, even if you don't identify as a queer person. Thank you, and I commend this motion to the Chamber.
Thanks, Councillor. Thank you. I just want to bring your attention to the screen to make sure that that wording for number four is, as the mover and seconder are happy with, is a commitment as part of the renewal of the Community Strategic Plan. I just want to make sure that, because it actually didn't read quite right there before, so I just want to make sure we have to go. Thank you. Councillor Shornoff.
Through you, Ms. Mayor. That's tough to follow, but I'd just like to thank Councillor Loder for bringing this motion to the floor. I can't be stronger in my support and look forward to our council setting a precedent of inclusion and acceptance for the future. I applaud Councillor Loder for her strength, passion and commitment to this cause. I'd also like to thank Councillor Ben Dudman for his openness and raw honesty. You're an inspiration and we are so damn lucky to have you, mate. Fly the flag.
Thanks, Councillor. Open up for discussion, Councillor Cameron.
I also can't follow that, but thank you, and thank you for bringing it up, and thank you for sharing so honestly, Ben, because we've had some conversations over the past week, and I look back at your slogan when you ran for council, you're better with Ben, and bloody hell, we're better than with Ben, because to think that at 19 you chose to move away because you didn't feel that we were an inclusive place is a sad thing. So we're better to have you here, and we're better to have you around this table. And I think if that's my message to anybody in this community, we love you all equally. So thank you. Thank you for sharing it.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other councillors want to make a comment? Councillor Kelly.
Yeah, look, I'd like to thank Ben for that. That was gutsy. Let's do that. We've had quite a few discussions around this before. I unfortunately can't support the motion due to the lack of community consultation, and also we don't have a policy.
Right, thanks, Councillor Kelly. Councillor Sinfield.
Yes, I'd just like to support the words of Councillor Kelly just then. I feel the exact same way. We came up with a policy for the flying of the Aboriginal flag, which was off, you know, is a subset and part of a policy on Aboriginal recognition policy, in that it deals with when and how we fly a flag, and I feel that we ought to be going through the same process. So not determining an outcome on this particular flag, but going through a process of community consultation to arrive at a clear position going forward.
Councillor House.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I, like everyone around this chamber, has given us a lot of thought, a lot of reflection, and it's a sensitive issue, but a most important one. Can I first of all applaud Councillor Dudman for that honesty? It was raw. It's honesty. And look, I think when I first saw your comments a week or two back, Councillor Dudman, I was quite emotional about it because I think I was a bit east and west in my own mind, but I think that sort of reset my compass true north at that particular point, and I really needed that to see where my compass lay. In council, I think we're bridge builders. We build a lot of bridges, but I think no more important bridge than within our community. And so I'm in favour of this motion, but I'd like to say a little bit more. There's an addition to the original motion, which I think does strike a balance, because I think it's important to have that balance between the support for our LGBTIQ plus community, which is incredibly important, as Councillor Dudman has said. But I think it also then allows some community expectations with ongoing consultation, and that's equally important. We're all in this together. So, in my view, it's the right thing to do. I think this is the time, and I support the motion.
Thanks, Councillor House. From my point of view, I'd like to acknowledge and thank Councillor Loader and Dudman for presenting this motion. And I strongly support the principles of human rights and inclusion for everyone in our community and around the world. Our world is changing. It's important that Meander Valley Council shows leadership and supports all members of our community. It's also important that acceptance, tolerance and inclusion are achieved by giving everyone an opportunity to have their say. And as Councillor House said, the original motion was the first three, the dot four. The amendment actually allows everyone to have their say going forward. If we were the first council to actually be doing this, I'd be a little bit jittery of raising a flag for one day. I've got to say, based on the protocols that go with raising a flag beside the Australian flag. We're not the first. We probably should have been, but we're not. And I do want to say, Ben, thanks, mate. That was hard for all of us to follow. But this is the world we're living in. We can't live back 10, 15, 20 years ago. We're in a current world. And again, like Councillor House said, for you to put it out there, Councillor Dudman, it opened my eyes to what you went through. Obviously, Councillor Loader has had similar experience with family members, and I'll be supporting the motion as it sits. So any other discussion, councillors? If not, I'll go back to Councillor Dudman as the seconder. No. Councillor Loader as the mover.
Thank you. I too would really like to thank Councillor Dudman for his raw, honest and real discussion on this motion today. This motion is simple. It is simple. It is a simple act of just raising a flag to a group of people who've been so maligned, so discriminated against, so misunderstood. And it says so much. I often wear this rainbow heart-shaped lapel pin. And the number of people who come up to me and say, I like your badge. And you can't tell. Some are farmers in boots and dirty jeans and beanies. Some are well-dressed business people. It's a simple motion. Sorry, I could go on about this forever. It's a simple motion, and I really thank everybody around this table for their kind and lovely way that we have discussed this today. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor. All right, I put the motion. All those in favour, please raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Got that, Jeff? Oh, against? So Councillor Kelly and Sinfield against motion is passed. Thank you. Do we want a 2-minute recess?
Yep.
Just a 2-minute.
3:39.
Okay, so we're just resuming the meeting at 3:43. Thank you for that. So we have community wellbeing, community grants and sponsorship round four. The Mayor has stepped out of this, so I'll be chairing it. So can I call for a mover of this motion? Rocky, is there someone that would like to second that? Cameron, thank you. Councillor Dornoff, as the mover of the motion, would you have any comments?
First and foremost, I'd like to thank NAIDOS, and he's the best in the business and puts a lot of effort into each and every one of his reports. They're clear, detailed, and I thoroughly appreciated readiness.
Thank you. Councillor Loder?
Thank you. I echo that. I think there's some really great things that we're sponsoring, and yeah, look forward to this discussion.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Community grants? No? No? I'll just say, as I always say, I enjoy very much so being on the committee, and it's again reflection of how a small amount of money can go a long way for community organisations, so it's always a great part of what council can do in the community. So, nothing further to add?
No.
You do?
Oh. Yeah. Probably not core, but should we at some point be reviewing the, you know, we have a limit of 150 and 300. It would seem to be in the modern world that's getting a bit on the light side. Should that be something that we ought to have a look at?
Okay.
And what would that entail?
Review dipping there. Short answer is yes. Our agenda as part of the budget development to look at the not just the quantum of the grant but also the opportunities supported by the grants, grant categories, and also the current 3-year programs as well. So all of that will come full council.
Thank you.
Finish, Rodney? Yeah. Thanks, Councillor Kelly.
Look, it's quite evident that we have got some outstanding young people achieving great things around the place, around the world even, by the looks of that. I don't know much about the World Championship Republic of Ireland. I'm sure you might be able to fill us in on that one, Steph.
Which page are you on?
24.
I do.
Steph assessed.
Don't know, I'll have to look at the original paperwork, sorry. Really. Do you want to ask the council?
The mirror dinghy would be a
Champion. I'll have to look at
it. It's sailing.
I'll have to look at the original paperwork, sorry.
Yeah. And
Councillor. Oh, hi, Councillor Harvey. Director Harvey, did you have a comment?
Yes, I do. So, just to confirm, that one didn't actually go to the Grants Committee, so that was a individual sponsorship for representing Australia through the support for $300, and that was approved by the general manager. So,
briefly
on the day, that's the good.
There we go. Happy?
John could fill us in.
Okay. So, no further comments? Okay, so all those for the motion, please raise your hands and say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous? Unanimous. Thank you. Motion carried. We can let the mayor back in his seat now. Oh. Is he coming back?
I should have for grant for me, son.
Always forgiven.
Conflict of interest wouldn't have been that rule for the people, I reckon.
No, no.
I'll throw some over this way.
Pass them around.
Yeah, cheers.
Thank you. Moving on, corporate services financial report for 31st of March. Somebody like to move that? Thank you. Seconder, please.
Second, Cameron, thank you.
Councillor Temple has moved the motion. Thank you. Councillor Cameron has
seconded. No, just open it up to the floor, thanks.
Okay, open up for discussion, councillors. Councillor Sinfield.
I have a question for Senator Wolfer, Justin, team leader of finance. Can you please explain to me on page 26 of our agenda document what the second last and last paragraphs are?
Sorry, I'm just
I think it just needs a bit of clarification. It says to the end of March, approximately $2 million has been expended on flood-related costs, the majority being in the works department and on road and street assets. The respective amounts, 1.7 and 1.4, don't add up to 2. But I think that's the wording, probably road and street assets is a subset of the other. But could I get a clarification of that part?
Yes, so through you, Mr. Mayor, yes, you're right, the $2 million is the total expenditure to the end of March. So of that $2 million, it's 1.7 is in the works department. And again, of the $2 million, 1.4 is on roads and streets assets. So in other words, the 0.6 million, 600,000 is on other other assets such as parks and reserves and so on. So yeah, so the $2 million is the total. 1.7 of that works, 1.4 of that total is the roads.
Thank you. Councillor House?
Oh, I had a quick question in relation to base 30. Oh, sorry. Of course. Sorry, through you, Mr. Mayor. Just a quick question on page 33 at the top. That's land use planning and building. I just noticed there that it talks about other revenue includes plumbing surveying services provided to Northern Midlands Council. I mean, I'm assuming this is some type of resource sharing, and I guess it just leaves me to ask the question, what sort of resource sharing are we doing? I wasn't aware of that one. What is the level of resource sharing that we do?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we share a plumbing inspector, and that's currently under review at the moment.
Thank you.
John Harvey,
sorry.
According to Councillor Harmony.
Just to add to the General Manager's comment there, we also resource share the street sweeping services from Northern Midlands on a charge basis, the same sort of plumbing surveyors is, and at times there's also an arrangement with West Ham Arm where we provide assistance as well. But the former one is the one that the General Manager's noted, and then the street sweeping, I agree, also. So there's a few instances there that are more formal.
Thank you. Councillors, any other discussion? Councillors, Councillor Sintour.
A frivolous question to prove that I've actually read the document. On page 40, there's a line item 6245, roads to recovery 2023 Westwood Road. We spent $209. Can somebody tell me what that was for, please, under capital resealing? Report, and there's a similar amount for one of the earlier items.
For what page was it?
Page 40.
It's probably sealing a
bill of pothole or
report it.
We done.
Yes, Matthew.
Matthew Miller. I've gone to, but I suspect what it would be a charging against an activity that would be reversed if it's only a $40 charge or whatever you referred to.
209.
Yeah, so what it would be, we would reverse that out. It's in a reconstruction, as in the but we spent $200,000 on the other line item against Westwood Road, which is in the report. Excuse me. Page 35. If you look, there's a line there for 6245, and it's entered $258,100 for the year to date. So there's been a charge that's gone over to the other report. The value of $209, which
will have
to be brought into the other
sheet. Thank you. Councillor Temple, you had a question?
Yes, mine's on page 44, and I was just wondering, with the rising interest rates, what our current selection criteria is for leasing term deposits.
John Harmy. Sorry, Matthew.
Well, Justin's
ready.
Justin, John.
So the council has a policy, I think it's number 75, investment surplus funds. Not sure when it's next to for review by council, but that is council's policy that establishes the requirements. So there's certain conditions that we need to consider. The rating of the institution that we invest, there are some limits in place for that thing. Justin, the last investment we made was about 8 to 12 months or something, so yeah, we have been seeing the rates increasing it did increase, and then it's kind of stabilised over the last 2 or 3 months. So, yeah, that's been, I guess, pleasant seeing some ways, and there'll be others.
Councillor Kelly, with your microphone, thanks.
Thank you, Chair. I do find it a little bit odd that we're not doing any business with the Bendigo Bank. John, if you could, given the fact they've put so much into our community.
So through you, Mr. Mayor, we certainly do contact them, get rates from them. We have invested with them previously, Councillor. So I guess Council has a policy that we follow. So on each occasion where investments place, the General Manager, myself, or the team leader of finance go through the system process. So we get rates off them on each occasion. But it's a matter of whether how their rates compare to the other institutions that we seek out on at the time. So I guess they're on a level playing field with every other institution. That's what Council's policy is.
Right, question?
You can do.
Didn't we as a council really have, I don't know whether it's a policy, but we
sort of... Phone,
I'm not sure if it's a policy, but I'm pretty certain as a council we adopted supporting locals where we can. I'm not sure if that probably doesn't extend to the banks, but they do put a lot into our community. Then you go back.
Through Mr. Mayor, I think that may be a procurement sort of process, but the investment policy doesn't refer to getting preferential treatment at the moment. Not to say that council equipment works to change it in the future, Councillor
Kelly. Okay, Councillor, do you have any questions? Comments? If not, Councillor Cameron, you're the second.
No, thank you.
Councillor Temple is the mover.
Thank
you. Okay, I put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hands. That is unanimous, councillors. Thank you. And moving on to infrastructure services, approval of design for what?
Oh, you hand up when you look up to someone to move it.
I can't move.
Jeez. Sorry, you were that quick. I'm going, what's going on? No, hang on. I looked that way first. Oh, I got these two over here. I'll look that way next. Sorry, Councillor Kelly is the mover. Councillor Cameron is the seconder. You're too quick for me then. Councillor Kelly is the mover of the motion.
Look, I know it may not please everybody, but unless something's been done, we've been going round and round in circles with the signage for Westbury. My opinion, something's better than nothing. So I think it's option one is probably my preference.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Cameron.
Thank you, and thank you for the work by the staff on this. It's gone on for longer than my time on council, so I am really excited to see this here and presented, and I love the top sign. Thank you to the 150 responders. I think that was a great response rate, really. And thank you to the councils that went out to the businesses in the community just to explore some ideas with them. I think it's a really good outcome, and we have a lot of work we can do now with this little slip in, slip out sign. So I just encourage people in the community that if they have ideas about that, I'd be happy to chat with them as well, so if we can get the best use out of this sign.
Thanks, Councillor. Open up for discussion, Councillors.
I think. Oh, what?
No.
He was so keen.
I know he was.
Hey,
Councillor Duggan. Oh, no, you are going to go, Councillor Duggan.
No, I was just going to say, through you, Miss Mayor, I couldn't have said it any better. So thank you very much. Jeez.
Okay. You're so keen.
It's all rubbing off today, isn't it? Councillor Duggan.
Let's suck up. I just wanted to also acknowledge Linda and Marianne for their work on this. It's been fantastic to work with you guys, especially on the sort of informal subcommittee that we form with Councillor Bode and myself, Councillor Temple, and former Councillor Barry Lee. It was great to speak with the local businesses about what they'd like to see, and I think that this is going to be a good result.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other discussion, Councillors? Councillor Loder.
I echo Councillor Dudman's thoughts and thank Linda. It was great to work with you. I really enjoyed going around the businesses and speaking with businesses about the signs. Some members of the community didn't like that they could only choose one or the other and couldn't have any input. But this has been obviously dragging on for a long time, and we've got to get it done by June. I guess I find that disappointing, but that the consultation has gone right down to the last minute. That doesn't give people a really that opportunity to have a say. When I was going around businesses, I did have to remind people that the signs are for tourists, not for us, locals, and that they're going to be looking at them while they're bombing down the highway, hopefully no faster than 110 km. So I quite like the top one. I think it's, when it comes to signs, I think less is more. So well done. I think it's great. Let's get rid of the cricket wickets. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Sinfield.
Question. The Westbury Vibold over signs are still in relatively reasonable condition. Is it proposed, with the balance of the funding available, to reinstate them somewhere else, such as on Meander Valley Road, each end of Westbury, or not?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we haven't given that any consideration, and whether the state would agree to the use of the funding in that way is a question to be answered by them.
Councillor House?
A quick one, I think I mentioned a bit. I've got to get used to it. Just a quick one. My understanding of this, I know it's pedantic, but anyway, it's a big sign and big expense. The Village Green, I would have thought, would be capitals. It's been noted, thank you, but everything I sort of see there on the website is capitalised. So.
Very good. Any other discussion, councillors? If not, Councillor Cameron has seconded. Nope. Councillor Kelly is the mover. All those in favour, please say aye. Raise your hand.
Aye.
That's Johnson, Cameron, Kelly, Loader, House, Dudman, Thornoff. Against. Councillors Temple and Simpier. My microphone seems to have got really loud.
I know. It's fit for a sing a song.
I don't know. We'll go back to it. Thank you. Moving on. Capital Works. Councillor Thornoff has got his hand up already. He doesn't need to go to the floor. That's good. As the mover, Councillor Kelly. Councillor Dornoff as the mover of the motion.
Well, a lot of work has gone into.
Jeez. Wow!
Yeah, I know, we're all.
I might step back a bit, that's okay. A lot of work has gone into this discussion, especially from Dino, and I applaud him throughout this journey. Let's get it right. And I really mean that. The community are watching us closely on this matter. They will be assessing, they will be judging us as a fresh council, obviously with past experience. It's a matter of flood modelling, community consultation, and then action. It's wonderful to see an acknowledgement in the report that some funding will go towards a monument garden and art installations representing Deloraine's 125-plus year racing history. I think that's really important, and I think we should look to plan for the future. It's no secret that as councillors we bring forth different passions. This is certainly one of mine. I would like my children in the future to be playing at the Deloraine Football Club, and for that to not be underwater in the facilities. So I look forward to having a rigorous discussion about the siting of a new building, and also in the interim period, having a discussion on the location of the ground to allow for that location of building in the future. So thank you very much to Dino and to everyone else that has been involved in this discussion. Looking forward to the future.
Councillor Kelly.
Yep. That's where I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Look, well said, Lockie. I won't add too much more to that other than the fact that it's really great to be on a council that's getting some stuff done. These are really important projects for our community, and it's just fantastic to see. So well done, everyone.
Thanks, Heather. I've not put discussion, councillors.
I need to agree with what's been said.
Councillor Drew?
Just a comment. Pardon the pun with that. I am supportive of receiving the funds. I have some reservations about how we're going to utilise them, but the pun is that look a gift horse in the mouth given a race course. Sorry about that.
So yes, happy to
receive the funding, but I want to see us, if we've got this sort of quantum of dollars and going forward, that we need to utilise them very, very well. It is a very lazy asset, and I don't, you know, we stand on the shoulders of giants of what our forefathers managed to do with what they had, and I would like to see us really kick some, not a pun, some goals in that space. Yeah, I'll stop at that point.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other discussions, Councillors?
No, bad jokes.
If not, I'll go back to Councillor Kelly as the second of the motion.
No.
Councillor Dornock as the mover of the motion.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I think these discussions have often got headed at times, but I know that's off the back of a care for the community and differing opinions, and it's great that we're channeling them now into the beginning of action. So I look forward to the results.
Very good. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Raise your hands.
Aye.
Those against? Councillor Turnbull is against. Yeah, everyone else was for. Motion passed. Those opposed. Governance review of policy number 23, responsibility of council representatives. Somebody like to move? You're not a Washington chair on this one. Councillor Kelly. Second of course, Councillor Dutton. Thank you. Councillor Kelly as the mover. Thank you.
Councillor Dutton.
Thank you. Let's open up for discussion, councillors. Anybody want to make any comments? We're all happy.
It should just be noted that, you know, it's good that we've got these policies in place to guide us as representatives and make sure we're held to account in doing our job.
As seen in the meeting prior to this council, it's a competitive process for people to put up their hands to go to a certain event and represent council, which is a real positive that we've got so many people that are willing to put forth their time and effort rather than the alternative of forcing into that situation. So I applaud all council members and staff accordingly.
Thank you. Councillor Sinclair.
Probably my biggest issue is wording. It's not a hanging offence, but for example, on page 54, we're talking about accurately represent the agreed collective policy positions of council at any meetings. The Local Government Act requires us to accurately represent the views of council, which may be far more and broader than the policy decision we've made. You know, council passes motions on a whole range of things that don't end up as policies. We then use the language of views over the other side. You know, it's under the heading of representing the views of the council at any meeting. So, as I say, it's not a hanging offence, but I would have rather the language had remained consistent with, you know, the Act and that broader function that we have as council representatives, be it councillors or staff. But anyway, just an observation, I guess.
Thank you, Councillor. Any other discussion, Councillor's comments? No. To those councillors that serve on committees and bits and pieces, well done. It doesn't pay very well, I know, but we don't do it for the pay. It's community service. Councillor Dutton, you second that? Any closing comments? Councillor Kelly?
No, thank you.
No? All right, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Right, close your hands. All those against? Oh, John, you just got it in. I think that was unanimous. Thank you. Governance. New policy number 24, which I'm up to yet. 58. Page 58. Look, someone like to move, someone like to second. Councillor Dornock, thank you. Seconder, please. Councillor Lader. Any comments, Councillor?
through you, Miss Mann. It's a contentious topic, I suppose, pay for councillors. We are very much operating in a role that is somewhat of a love job. The time and effort that you put into it is done because you want to represent the community. It's nice that when we are representing, that some of that burden be shared through our attendance at these conferences. So I appreciate it's contentious, but I appreciate it and I'll be in favour of it.
Thanks, Councillor.
I think it's important to note that the cost of being a councillor could exclude people from putting their hand up. I know I've dropped half a day of work so that I can do the best job that I can. So I think having an allowance where people can have a little bit of a hand, because it certainly doesn't cover everything, is very important if we want to see, in the future, if we want to see people from all different socioeconomic levels put their hand up to be a councillor.
Councillor, open up for discussion, councillors. Councillor Kelly.
The only thing I will say is phone calls are something that we all do. I don't know if anyone has even claimed for a phone call, so I don't know if there's something anywhere that can be altered and just get an allowance each year for phones.
Councillor Dorn? You already were on, Councillor.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Unless you're on a credit plan, a credit system, I think a plan usually covers an unlimited amount of calls.
You've still got that draggy thing out there on my credit plan.
You come into the 21st century.
Still got a cable on board, mate.
No.
Any other comments, councillors?
We should reimburse Councillor Kelly for all STD calls.
STD calls?
I think that stands for subscriber
trunk
dialing.
Oh, that's good. Thank you. Right, moving along.
Clarification.
Councillor Loader, you were the signer of that. No. Councillor Dornock, that's the mover.
Certainly not.
We just need to get this one underway. All those in favour, please say aye. Against, that's unanimous. Thank you.
And to think that examiner guy left.
Oh, yeah, the newspaper man's gone, thank goodness. Just delete that code, that's a good thing. Okay, moving on to that was Councillor John Temple, by the way.
But it was subscriber track. What else would I be thinking of?
Where is it? Page 65. 65. Oh, what's it? Right, annual plan, call the report. Somebody would like to move, somebody would like to say you should move. You should move this after that last. Thank you, Councillor Temple. Seconder, please. Councillor House, thank you. Councillor Temple is the mover.
Good.
Oh, I'm sure you haven't.
Councillor House.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, look, just looking at those numbers, 35 activities have been achieved, 44 progressing, 13 pending. I noticed some of the deferred ones. I get that a lot of that's been deferred probably because of flood events and also possibly just the inability to get contractors. I would have thought it was probably part of that deferral. So with those things in mind, I would have thought that was a pretty good achievement at this point.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other comments, councillors? I agree with the Councillor House. I mean, we've just been through the worst flood last year. We've just seen how much it's cost on flooding and how far potentially we are behind on our projects. But we will catch up, Matthew, won't we? Yeah, good. Right, any other comments, councillors, before we go back? Anything else? No. Councillor House, that's a segment, no. Councillor Dowell? No. All right, put that motion. All those in favour? Against? That's unanimous. Thank you.
That's it.
Maybe it's you. Yeah.
So we don't accept any information, though. No. What do we bring in relation to enforcing?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Just make a motion that the council endorses.
Sorry about that, everybody. So, it's my phone's up very loud. The GAP General Management Committee nomination. So there is a recommendation in front of you that council endorses Mayor Wade Johnson to the position of committee member. Is there someone that would like to move that motion? Somebody ready there? Thanks, Councillor Kelly. Is there a seconder? Councillor Donoff. As a mover of the motion, Councillor Kelly, do you have any comments that you'd like to make?
No, I think it would be great if Wayne could become part of the committee.
Thank you. And Councillor Donald?
Just a couple. Firstly, support the motion and forward to hearing of Mayor Wayne's success if he is nominated. But through the General Manager, what are the requirements, time requirements, if he is elected into this role, and what would his absence from council look like? Do you have any understanding of that?
Good questions. I will have to... I was answering the General Manager, or did I just take that on notice?
That was through the General Manager, sorry.
Through the Deputy Mayor, it would be a substantial... additional commitment, but it would be part time, and certainly I think it would be manageable in terms of the mayor's commitments to this council. Part of a substantive role. Okay.
Is there any other discussion? Happy for me to put it to a vote, or nothing further to add, Councillor Kelly? So all those in favour of endorsing the nomination for Mayor Wade Johnson for the position of community member, please raise your hands and say aye. It's unanimous. Motion carried. Thank you.
Yes,
we have a
question. That is loud. It is loud. I'm not complaining because I think it's pretty good, but it's just different, isn't it?
So we are to General Manager arrangements 87. Glad you're on the board.
Look at this thing.
Councillor Kelly is the mover. Seconder, please. Councillor Dublin, thank you. Councillor Kelly is the mover.
Very happy to move this. You have seen Jonathan perform before in this position, and also Dina, so very happy.
Very good, thank you. Councillor Dunham, as the seconder.
Just that I agree with Councillor Kelly. It's good to formalise this, and it's great that we've got the talented directors who are able to take on this role when the GM's not here.
Thank you. I'm up for discussion, councillors. Councillor Dornall.
Just to note that obviously this role is an additive to whoever steps in to their current roles, and it's a fair workload, and we appreciate it greatly. In recent times, John Army has done a wonderful job, and we thoroughly appreciate it.
Very good. Anything else, councillors? Councillor Bill.
Yeah, and very minor, I'm sure we'll be at man paddock on this one, is that my view is it's unnecessary under the Act, and so I've raised that before in the workshop and whatnot. I don't have a problem at all with the lineup. I'll vote no.
Okay. Now the discussion against this. No, I'll reiterate what's been said around the table. We're lucky that we do have staff that can step into the role, probably not fully into the role, but cover for the time being. So, well done. Thank you. Councillor Dunham in a second, and you go. Councillor Kelly, no. I'll move that. All those in favour, please say aye. And against is Councillor Sindhu. Motion to close the meeting. One query I had with the start of the meeting, I thought I was at the last at the March meeting when you raised it. I wasn't.
You're on the farm.
I thought you came in halfway through.
No, that was the workshop.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You did. You know, okay, that's right.
Bye, Nan.
Thank you. It's fine. Well, there you go. Can see the difference. Right. Motion to close the meeting. Oh, I have to have a majority close the meeting. All those opposed. Oh, yeah. Unanimous.
It was too good. Want to keep it going, did you?
We need to move it a second. Sorry, Councillor Cameron was the mover and Councillor Kelly was the seconder, and we all voted. Motion to close the meeting. All unanimous. So we just, you want a 2-second break and we head to close.
Thank you.